Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Midcoast Healthcare Systems is, what is the organization? It's recently opened operations in Mason, for one, and has some other facilities in the area. So let's, you know, sort of the synopsis of what the organization is about and where it's located. What kind of services are you providing?
So the hospital is located in Llano, Texas. We've put in rural clinics in Mason, Llano, and San Saba that are a primary care clinic, but also a walk-in clinic. So you can make an appointment if you want to, but there's no need to. You can walk in any time and get the primary care that you need at that time. The hospital in Llano, we kind of use as our hub for the different clinics. And we have a full radiology department with CT, MRI, X-ray, ultrasound, a full suite of lab services, of course, emergency room services, physical therapy services, and most recently we're bringing in, we're doing swing beds. And what that is, basically skilled nursing for folks who need a little extra care before they go back home or back to a nursing home. Maybe they've gotten out of surgery and, you know, need some extra physical therapy or need some extra rounds of antibiotics. They can come and kind of stay locally and stay at a, have kind of a hometown feel. We have a great kitchen and a great staff, and so we found that folks feel more at home getting some of that extra care there in Llano.
Well, the purpose of the whole Midcoast Health Systems, sort of, you know, your mission, if you will. Many people talk about a business having a mission, and often, especially something involved in health, has a sort of a mission. How would you describe that?
So we're very rural-focused is kind of our mission, bringing we want to bring all the services of a big city to the rural areas. Our actual headquarters is in El Campo, and we have another hospital in Palacios, which is kind of southeast of El Campo along the coast. Llano is the third hospital system within the greater Midcoast healthcare system, and we'll look to be adding on additional hospitals throughout Texas in our growth, and it's strictly rural-focused, rural healthcare-focused, and that's really our primary mission, is to make sure that some of these rural communities have access to all the different specialist services that you might find in bigger metropolitan areas.
Sort of, you've been in Llano, primarily start off the sort of the source there. You're expanded to other communities.
Yes. So Llano was, we took over the Llano Hospital from Baylor, Scott & White, January 1st, 2001. And shortly after, actually, we opened the Llano Clinic the same day. And Mason, we opened a few months later. San Saba, we opened probably a month and a half ago. And we'll look to open one over in the Kingsland area in the near future. But right now, that's really our focus, are those Mason, San Saba, Llano counties for the Llano Hospital, Midcoast Central type system. Mm-hmm. That's kind of our focus area right now.
Okay, and so the communities like Mason, the facilities, the services you have available here?
Yes, so Mason, the Mason Clinic is a primary walk-in clinic that is supported by the Llano, or Midcoast Central Hospital Llano. And people in Mason should see the Llano Hospital as their hospital, here to support them in any way. And it's really here to support them and the Midcoast Clinic here. And we also we support all other clinics, Baylor Scott & White clinics, private clinics, whatever. We take any orders. We have very competitive discount pricing, cash pricing, on all our radiology labs, that kind of thing. We just like to think that we're the best solution, both provider-wise and economic-wise for the area. And so far, We've found that we've been very well welcomed by all the communities, and we're seeing that with the continual growth in our clinics.
I was just going to ask you about, you know, the response of the community to the having the facility available.
Yes, so it's been very good. People are realizing that we have a really good staff of people, both in the clinics and in the hospitals. We continue to get great feedback. Any other feedback we address rapidly, but that has been very little to none. People are appreciative that they don't have to drive as far as they used to get their physical therapy, their MRI, their radiology, their labs done. We're very easy to deal with. We have very short waits, if any. A lot of it is just come in, check in, and we're ready to go. So it's been very well received. It's like I tell a lot of the people in Llano, if you want us to stay, you got to use us, just like any business, right?
Right.
But they have been doing that because they really want us to stay, and we've been been profitable, which is good. And so with that, we're going to continue to add services. Eventually, we want to bring in specialists to tie in with our primary care clinics. That comes with time, and that comes with just growing the patient lists of the different clinics. But right now, we've added ultrasound, MRI. We're bringing in a brand new CT machine here that'll be able to add additional services. We've added a lot of services to the hospital that people have been wanting, and I will continue to try to push for additional services because, again, the goal is to provide most everything you can find in a metropolitan area here in the rural community.
Okay. And the locations, Mason location?
The Mason location is over in what I call the it's the Red Business Complex over by the Dairy Queen. And it's in there on the east end, and it's a walk-in. It's 5 days a week, 8 to 5. I think you'll like it. It's quick and easy, and I think you'll have a very good experience.
You said the Llano is in the old Llano Hospital.
So the Llano Clinic is actually in a large new strip center across from the Catholic Church. And it is actually open 7 days a week, 7 to 7. So weekends, after hours, we get a lot of Mason San Saba around coming in to utilize those extended hours should they need them. And it's also a nice benefit because beforehand, like on the weekends, if you needed just some walk-in primary care, you'd have to go to the emergency room, and that gets a little bit more expensive. Right. Now you can go to our primary walk-in care and get those kind of
And that's 7 days a week, you said?
In Llano, it's seven days a week, 7 to 7.
Right. Okay, very good. Well, it's sort of an exciting time for folks to seeing a medical service come in the area and of this type and sort of the breadth that you were describing.
Yes, yes. We're very excited. We're continuing I should add this. Probably this Friday or starting of next Monday, we'll have a Starbucks, a full-fledged Starbucks in our hospital in Llano. And that seems to be a big attraction around. And also our cafeteria is open for lunch. And a lot of people don't think about coming to the hospital for lunch, but it is a phenomenal lunch for about $6.50. And the community has really kind of gravitated toward that. Mm-hmm. And we just want people to know we're open. We're here to help, take care, and want everybody to know that they have medical services at their service.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.